This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we are. Hiya, hiya. Back to the DJV program, or maybe you're just beginning. We've been here for a while. Where have you been? Where have you been? We want to know what's going on with you. You want to know what's going on with us, and we want to know what's going on collectively in the world. Jennifer Horn here to help us with that, as is Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has the trending story as we start this hour.
Okay, so I love doing this. And it seems like,
giggle.
Sadly,
giggle
yeah,
time.
We have to do
time.
This once a week. And that is, I live in the state of California, Dougie, and it seems that almost every single week there's some new crazy piece of legislation being proposed by my leadership in Sacramento. So here's the latest. There is another new tax that will be headed to the water bills of Californians. And believe me, I pay a lot of money already for water and power. When I tell you this, believe me when I tell you, $1,200 for a two-bedroom, two-bath house. Yeah, easy peasy.
Lovely.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. It's nuts. It's like everything else there.
So Governor Brown has been trying to push through a new statewide tax, this time on drinking water. Now, you say, shouldn't this be a basic right, the drinking water? Well, it used to be, but this will be the first time ever in California history that this is going to be pondered by the government and by voters.
You say plundered?
Pondered.
No, pondered.
They'll be pondering it.
Plunder may be a
better
word.
People are already fed up in California with taxes. We are already working on a recall of the gas tax. Proposition 6 will be on the ballot in November, which added another 12 cents for regular, 20 cents for diesel a gallon, and raised vehicle registration fees. Well, now, this is a political trick that is pretty crazy. So this is what's going to happen. The water tax proposed in Senate Bill 845 would be voluntary. Okay? So they say, if you want to be taxed for drinking water, well, great. Thank you so much. Now, the problem is that unless you opt out of paying the voluntary tax, you'll automatically be paying it. So this voluntary tax will show up on your bill, and you can opt out. But the problem is, and opponents have said, nobody knows how to opt out. Every water district.
But who would voluntarily opt in?
Well, the thing is you don't get the choice to opt in. You are going to be slapped with the tax, and then you can decide if you want to opt out. And here's the...
This is
the kicker. This is the direct quote here from the opposition. It'll be up to each community water system to figure out how taxpayers can opt out. But... the cost of the new paperwork, of course, will somehow be added to your water bill in some other way. They say that this is going to provide clean water for 1 million rural residents in areas where the groundwater is contaminated. I want to help. We pay an awful lot for water.
Put the rainwater in a hole, for God's sake.
Start collecting water, and they just don't do it. Arizona does it perfectly. They collect water under the ground, and... We let it run off into the ocean because we're afraid it's going to upset the anchovy delta smelt. It is unbelievable.
The anchovy delta smelt?
Well, it's a delta smelt, which is essentially an anchovy. Ugh. Yeah. It's fishing bait. People use delta smelt for bait.
This is one of those teachable moments.
Oh, California.
Remember when Michael Jordan, great player that he was, said, my greatest skill, when he was being interviewed by somebody, I don't remember who the interviewer was, but I remember him saying his greatest skill was being teachable. And this is one of those teachable moments. We learn so much about government from what goes on with the hacks in California. And I say this in protest because I spend 4 or 5 months of the year living there as well. And I don't like it. I would never be a full-time resident of California, no matter what. But it's like we go back to the same things. We laugh about them. These people don't want to learn. And you wonder why they don't want to learn. Are there different reasons? Some of the people there just like the water. They're not ambitious enough to think it through. What can we do to fix the problem? Some of these politicians and bureaucrats in California and elsewhere are in a comfort zone. They're performing poorly, persistent problems dealing with the public, but they don't care, and they don't have to care because they're not held accountable. All right. I have another question here in terms of teachable moments. You're going to grant. I can hear the groans now. Start okay. groaning.
Usually it starts with an eye roll with me.
Groans. All right. So here's my thinking. For whatever reason, yesterday in the truck,
that was your
Daisy and I are on our way to a field. And I heard somebody regurgitating on the radio the story we talked about, I think, on Monday about the movie Crazy Rich Asians and why the controversy about the song Yellow. Remember that conversation we had?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm wondering to myself, you know how I think, ladies.
Self?
The white people are called white. Black people are called black. Why can't we call people who are yellow-skinned yellow? Okay, so then explain, please, why it is that white people are white, black people are black, but yellow people aren't yellow.
It's because the negative repercussions associated with it. Also, I read that story, and here's the deal. When you're an Asian person and you grow up in the United States, and that's why that story was important, and the way you told it made it sound like it was a super, I don't know, negative thing. I guess I'll reiterate. So the Crazy Rich Asian, or Rich Crazy, hold on, which one is it?
Crazy Rich Asian.
Yeah, I don't want to say it the other way. Yeah. The director of that wrote an article or wrote a letter to Coldplay asking if they could use the song because when he grew up in this country, he was teased all the time. He's an Asian guy, right?
Yeah.
And all of the kids in his school, they would say terrible things, and they would call him yellow in a really negative way and make it sound like it was terrible.
Well, they call black people black in a negative way.
I don't.
But it doesn't happen to white people. How come
that
is?
Do you think it's different?
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and so he grew up thinking it was a really terrible thing, had a really terrible association with the word yellow, with, I guess, his skin being more of that color. And so when he heard that song for the first time, even though it has nothing to do with anyone being Asian, it describes the color yellow as being a beautiful thing, and the color of the sun, and the color of stars, and it made him love that color, and it made him accept it more, and that's why he wrote a letter to Coldplay asking if they could use it, because it kind of is what made him, I guess, like being more of that color. But I don't know. You're the person who always says
is
that
the
you don't
assumption here that everybody who uses the term is using it in a negative way?
Yes.
Is that the assumption?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I don't think that's a proper assumption.
Why
any more
not
than using
that?
Black? I don't call African Americans. The people that I know and grew up with prefer to be called black. So
yes, that's true.
Black.
But most Asians don't prefer to be called yellow. So why would you call them yellow? I think it's the same thing.
Let me ask you this: where I grew up, and we didn't call them yellow; we called them Orientals.
Because that's a rug. That's not a person. It's an Asian person. An Oriental is a rug.
To show how common it was, Coco's, this is funny because it used to be in the parking lot of where my old office was.
Coco's is a restaurant chain in California.
Coco's is a restaurant chain, that's right. They used to have a salad called the Oriental Chicken Salad, and about 2 years ago, they changed it to now be the Asian chicken.
Yeah.
But I think what you're missing is the importance of connotation, and whether you want to say it's just a word or not, there is meaning attached to different words and the way that people say it. And so recently, you asked why it's okay for black people to say the N-word, but it's not okay for white people, and I explained the same thing, that when white people say the N-word, it's never a positive thing. You're never just talking to someone as if they're an equal. You're saying it like it's a bad thing. And so if you're a white person and you look at an Asian person and you describe them as a yellow person, it's never a positive thing that they're saying about them. They're saying it in a negative
description. Now I'm thinking of a scene in a movie, and many
it's
of
like
them
when black people call white people cracker. That's not a positive.
Using the term whitey is not positive. Yeah.
Right. So then you're answering your own question. That's exactly why
Asian people like being called yellow. I get it, but I don't mind being called white.
But whitey and cracker are different than just saying white. And yellow.
In your mind, because you grew up in a different time and a different way than I did. So it has a different meaning for me. It doesn't have... When my father... my father saw us off. We were on our way to China. I took Tony and Megan and Brendan on a trip to China. I don't know, heavens, it was 1998, maybe 99, somewhere in there. And my father's last words to my son as we left for the airport... Or look out for those chinks. They can be pretty dangerous.
So I don't see what that's proving here, that it was okay
what it's proving is we were all horrified that he said that, but with his generation, it was fine.
But it wasn't
You don't
okay
call
for
Japanese people Japs anymore, but when my father was in the war, they called them Japs.
But who was that okay for? That was okay for
then
you.
Then it was okay for everybody.
It was not,
then.
It was not okay for Japanese
time,
Chinese people. They did not like being called chinks and Japs. Well, I can 100% guarantee that. It was okay for you, not them.
And I understand the name calling, and I get everything that you're saying, but I think I also, I speak to Doug's point that there was a generation that was really afraid of Asian people, and that was because, specifically Japanese, because they bombed Pearl Harbor. And I can tell you what, my grandparents were afraid. When they would see an Asian person walking down
the street,
always go to the other side of the street.
Yep.
And it came from, whether that's intelligent or not, it came from a place of fear because stuff really got real during the war. And for our grandparents that lived through that, my grandmother was an air raid warden. She slept through her only test, but she was an air raid warden. And so this was a real thing. It's not like something that was just baked out of the, you know, it was like not just poofed into their brains. This was something based on real world.
What we're reflecting here is that generational changes are acceptable and okay. I just wanted to have the conversation because I wanted to hear what you had to say. That's pure and simple, and people listening thinking the same thing depending on the generation. 20 after the hour here on the DJB program.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Converse, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Keurig. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 22nd through 29th. Redeem August 30th through September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free home delivery on most beds, and Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Do Band-Aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Banning soda in school cafeterias, adding extra bike lanes in our communities, revamping nutritional labels on food packages, the list goes on. As does the controversy surrounding approaches to tackling skyrocketing obesity rates in America. An obesity review study took a look at these efforts and offers some measured feedback on their impact. Active diet and food policy changes, like banning trans fats and limiting access to sugary and high-fat foods in certain environments, is more effective than attempts at modifying physical activity. While we do take advantage of added bike lanes and urban bike rentals, it is still unclear as to whether this translates into lowered obesity levels. My take on all of this is decidedly less complex. Every little bit helps.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We were poor, but we had love.
All right, time to get into
that's
music.
One thing that Daddy
music news, DJ V show. Time is 23 after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria, Karen, and I enjoying now with you the music of Loretta Lynn, who has announced a release date for a delayed new album. Remember, she was sick for quite a while, right? What did she? She fell down or something?
She had
what
a stroke.
Had a stroke. That was
yeah.
It. So she's 86 now. Announced she's going to have a new studio album called Wouldn't It Be Great on Friday, the September, let's see, what is it, September 28th is when it's going to be released. Wouldn't It Be Great? Follow-up to Loretta's Grammy-nominated album called Full Circle. Wouldn't It Be Great? It was co-produced by John Carter Cash and her daughter, Patsy Lynn Russell. The album continues what has become known as the Cash Cabin Sessions, so named for the historic recording studio north of Nashville, where most of the recordings take place. New tunes on this 13-track release include Ruby Stool, The Big Man, and I'm Dying for Someone to Live For. Now that one, that sounds so typical, doesn't it, of country, old classic country? I'm dying for someone to live for. I'm dying for someone
play on words to live of for. Old school country. I love. Yeah, it's right. It's so great.
Also included updated versions of a pair of enduring Lynn classics, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin', and her signature song is Coal Miner's Daughter. That's on there, too. Served as the title of her autobiography in the Oscar-winning film based on her life, remember? Wasn't Reese Witherspoon? Didn't she play Loretta Lynn? Yeah.
She played June Carter. Yeah, she played June Carter Cash.
Sissy Spacek won the Oscar, I think, for it, right?
Loretta,
Coal Miner's Daughter?
She says, the new record means so much to me. This is the last year I had to focus on my health and decided to hold up the release. I'm feeling pretty good. Look forward to coming out. Really important to me to be part of it being released, and I'm excited to celebrate this with everybody. Originally, it was supposed to be out in April. I think that was the deal, in April of last year. But the stroke happened, and so that was the end of that. She halted her tour, celebrated her 85th birthday, though, at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. By June of last year, she was reported to be recovering, got rehab care at a facility near Nashville. In the meantime, her family suffered another setback with the death of her brother, Herman Webb, who served as the curator of the Butcher Holler home, which is where they grew up in Kentucky. So the first single in the new album, Wouldn't It Be Great, is now available for you to download. She says, well, my husband liked to drink a lot, and that's where the song comes from. So there you go. Hi, that's the letter, the Loretta Lynn update. Now, in other country news, John Prine, Bob Weir, Leanne Womack are going to do Across the Great Divide, a concert in the American Music Association and Blues Foundation are joining forces to stage Across the Great Divide, which is a joint benefit concert set for Friday the 19th, again at the Ace Theater in L.A. A lot of action there. I don't even know where that is. Where is that, Jennifer?
Isn't the Ace Theater in the Ace Hotel?
Oh. Where's that? I don't remember. Where's the Ace Hotel? I don't remember where the Ace Hotel is.
Right downtown? Wilshire. Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
So who's on the bill? John Prine, Bob Weir, Lucinda Williams, Leanne Womack. Some other surprise guests also. A house band, musical director for the event, Jimmy Vivino, frontman of the Basic Cable Band on Conan. Across the Great Divide will emphasize the longstanding ties and common musical ground between Americana and blues and builds on the behind-the-scenes relationships that have existed between the Americana Music Association, the Blues Foundation. So, this looks like it could be kind of fun if you like a good variety of American music. This is real solid American music. So the pre-sales for the tickets go on sale this Thursday, the 23rd. Tickets available for the public on Friday. 28 after the hour.
There's never been a better time to try the Sprint Network, because Sprint now has the Unlimited Plus plan. It includes the TV and movies you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, 15 gigabytes of LTE mobile hotspots so you can keep all your devices connected, streaming in full HD, and global roaming in over 190 destinations. And right now, you can get 4 lines of Unlimited Plus at Sprint for just $100 per month when you bring your phones or buy new ones outright. That's right, 4 lines for $100 per month. Make the switch to Sprint today and get the new Sprint Unlimited Plus plan. It's full of the features you love for a price you'll love. All on a network built for unlimited. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today to learn how you can get 4 lines of Unlimited Plus for just $100 per month.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. 1 Hulu Limited commercials plan per Sprint account. HD content varies by device and connection. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paw Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, in the same day, thousands of dogs in shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paw Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
My campaign did make mistakes. There was money spent on things, not by me, but by the campaign, and I paid that back before my last election. I paid back $60,000 after I did an objective audit.
Duncan Hunter defends himself after the Justice Department indicts him and his wife on fraud and other charges. The Republican California congressman, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
This is pure politics, and the prosecutors can make an indictment read like a scandalous novel if they want to. They've had a year and a half to do this. There's no way for me now to go out and be able to talk to my people or get this done in court before my election.
Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The radio, hot stuff, the DJB. I don't know about me, although some people over the years have thought of me as hot stuff, but Jennifer Horne is hot stuff, Victoria Keelan hot stuff, Kara Schilling. That's not a negative, is it? That's a positive.
No, all the ladies tell you you're hot,
hot stuff.
Dougie.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to and where
don't
I am.
Don't be shy. We know you're getting hit on at the Whole Foods.
Yeah, the Whole Foods, that's it, right? Exactly. Very
people
nice.
Saying you look like Robert Conrad in his heyday, please.
I've said that. People have said that to me before. I want to acknowledge a nice comment. Every once in a while, I just decide I put my everything aside for a moment and take a deep breath and say thank you, because we need to be thankful. All of us need to be thankful for this amazing opportunity we have to talk to all these people every day, including Shirley Wildanger, Wildanger. Who loves, she says in her message to us, I love your DJV talk radio program. Thank you. Now, how many times? Most of the stuff you get.
Thank you, Shirley.
From people. So this is the KAHI, which is an AM and FM combo.
Hi.
Hi. K-Hi. K-Hi. Yeah. In the foothills. So I say to people like Shirley that it's fabulous to have the acknowledgement, because most of the time when we hear from people in this way, whether it's email, Doug at DougStephan.com, or an email just to DJV, you can do that. Certainly Facebook, you can like us there, /DJV Show. Twitter, people send us stuff at DJV Show and at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. But more often than not, it's negative. It's not positive. People don't go out of their way to say thanks, or gee, that's great, or what a wonderful deal this is. They don't do that.
They say, what are you thinking, Stephan?
Yeah, what the hell's the matter with you?
No, my favorite is always, I'm not listening to this show anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
Tweet,
right,
after, tweet after tweet, day after day.
All right, so Victoria, what do we have that people are going to be talking about later during the day?
Well, a lot of people are talking about Hawaii, and over a million people in Hawaii are already starting to see the first signs of Hurricane Lane, and that's a Category 4 cyclone, which could become the first major hurricane to make landfall in Hawaii in 26 years. Now, they've got the storm is actually moving closer to the Hawaiian Islands. It has sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. Forecasters say it's on course to pass very close to the island or to make landfall between late Thursday into Friday. They also say it could be really devastating. Authorities are urging residents to set aside 2 weeks worth of food and water. Now, this is on top of all the volcano stuff that Hawaiians have had to deal with, but you never, and now we know why, it's 26 years, you really never hear of hurricanes affecting Hawaii, and this one seems to be pretty legitimate.
Well, I have interest in, we have a couple of radio stations there, and I'm interested in Hawaii for lots of different reasons, and I've been in contact with some people over there who say that, yes, the Category 4 storm, 145-mile-an-hour winds now are a real problem, but the
they've already bussed some residents to shelters. It's severe. It's no joke.
Well, what they're doing, Jennifer, is what is smart, and that's being proactive, because they don't really know what to expect because they're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's not like, okay, we got a problem, we can get on a bus and we can go to Ventura if there's a problem, or we can get on a bus in Boston and go to Albany or something. No, they can't do that. So they're really out there on their own. However, the prognosticators are saying that by the time it gets to the island, it'll be down to a Category 1 storm.
I hope
so.
And
75-mile-an-hour winds. But out there, there's not a lot of distance between you and the drink. So we wish those of our friends in Hawaii well, and hope that things work out well. And I mean that well. There is a protest a coming over conditions in prisons. Inmates in several states around the country starting a nationwide organized protest to demand better conditions. Hey, you're in jail. You're there for a reason.
Well, this it was stopped because there was a death in a prison or something,
yeah.
And they were paying.
I mean, let's not kid each other. It's not in the hardcore prisons like in Massachusetts.
We wouldn't want to be
state
there.
Prison, you wouldn't want to be there. The worst elements of humanity. And those are the people that ought to be in jail, where there are a lot of people in jail that ought not to be in jail. The Jailhouse Lawyers Speak is a group. It sounds like, what's the group?
Jailhouse Rock or something, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Protest reportedly includes federal, state, and immigration prisons, excuse me, as well as local jails. Wow. So let's get, we'll take a break for a second while I fix my throat, and then we'll talk about what the demands are.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands like Levi's, Converse, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Keurig. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 22nd through 29th. Redeem August 30th through September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Will you be ready when a new career opportunity presents itself? With the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, you can learn to build the qualifications you need by earning your MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's degree 100% online. Your future is waiting, and you can own it. Get started by texting FORM to 79645 and learn more about graduate business degrees from W.P. Carey.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, in case you forgot where we were, I was talking about a protest, a nationwide protest being organized at federal, state, and local jails. And here are their demands. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
They want improved prison conditions,
okay,
better rehab programs, and an end to racial overcharging and prison slavery. Okay,
racial overcharging.
I'm going to weigh in on this because I happen to know, and I think we talked about this maybe last year, the business of what goes on in some of our prisons, especially in the South, and what they do with the inmates, mostly black. They treat them as if they were slaves. They put them on work gangs, chain gangs, things that used to be done. We were talking earlier about the unacceptability of calling people various names, colors, whatever it is. Well, it seemed to me that long ago, chain gangs went out of the reality quotient of what ought to go on in a prison. And
I'm going to have to disagree with you on this.
Well, I'm not
I don't know about the chain gang, but and I don't think it needs to be mandatory, but I do think people who voluntarily want to, who are low risk, who can go do good in the community and pay back their debt to society.
You're not
going to
have an argument.
Board.
That's not where I'm going with this. Okay. I'm with you 100%. I don't even think those people should be in jail. Never mind let out of jail to do good things in the community. They shouldn't even be in jail to begin with. I'm talking about people in this circumstance. And again, it's in. There are some of the lower states, and I say that advisedly and lovingly, but it just is different. The way of life is different. The way they look on people, the prison population, especially blacks, is different. I don't see that there's a big problem in certain places, but I can imagine that there would be horror stories from some of these prisons in some of these states. In the U.S., we have the highest rate of incarceration per person of any country in the world. Way too many people in jail in this country. And one of the things that they're advocating for that I don't agree with is inmates ought to be paid minimum wage. No. But should they be paid a dollar an hour for what they do? In the case of people, again, who ought not to be in jail at all, they should be out working, and a certain amount of their money goes to pay back whatever restitution is deserved for people that may have been harmed or if the state's been harmed. So the protests, anyway, are going to take the form. It'll be September 9th. Work strikes, boycotts, hunger strikes, sit-ins, that sort of thing. And we remember there have been how many, starting with Attica. Anybody here remember what happened at Attica Prison in upstate New York? Or am I the only one that remembers?
No, I have no idea. I've never even heard of Attica.
You might look it up. About 40 years ago, there was a, it was, I want to say late 60s, maybe early 70s, it was 40-some-odd years ago. There was an unbelievable riot, and they pretty much burned down the whole prison, killed hundreds of people, inmates, guards. It was an and it really brought around attention to the horrors that were reality in the prison system. But you know what? If you're really a bad person and you really belong in jail, why should it be a country club? That's the other thing that has become part of the discussion. Some of these prisons are not rehab facilities. They just go have three squares a day, roof over your head, put in your time, and get out. So I don't know what happened. There's a different dichotomy, whatever the word is you want to use, in how prisons are run, the conditions in prisons, federal versus state. Some of the local jails are horror shows, rats everywhere. They eat rats in some of these prisons. So, yeah. So, I mean, but it's not even. And that's why I think this is there's always a danger when something like this happens of it being, okay, all prisons are bad. No, all prisons are not bad. Some people who are really bad people belong in the bad prisons. You know, let the bad people who have killed and maimed people and hurt people, raped people, let them be in the jail cells with the rats. Who gives a crap whether they eat your toes off or not? I don't have a problem with that. I think it's the people who don't really belong, who are not serious offenders. That's the people we have to be careful of anyway. So the protest going on, as I said, till the 9th of September seems to have started in some places this week. All right, ladies, what are your thoughts?
I think that it shouldn't be club men, and I think that to hear better meals and to hear higher wages, I think that's a bunch of hooey.
Yeah.
But what I do think we could be doing better is rehabbing and reforming. I think a lot of people go into prison with drug issues. That could be addressed while they're in prison. I also think it's a great opportunity to teach people a skill if they're willing to learn. So many times people go into prison and all they learn is how to be better criminals from the people in the population. So I think we could be doing a better job at that. But as far as improving meal quality and paying people, I think you need to be working. In fact, I think that gives people purpose, whether that's scrubbing graffiti off of the wall or picking up trash on the freeway. You need to make people feel like contributing members of society. And they don't get paid for that. They're paying off their room and their board for being in prison.
It costs the taxpayer, on average, whether it's a county jail, a state prison, federal prison system, it's $40,000 a year per inmate. Wouldn't it be better if we were spending that on school, for people, on better schools, better curriculum, paying teachers better? Why are we spending that? We spend on average, I think it's $14,000 per year per kid in school. What's wrong with the thinking here? Hello? Knock, knock, anybody home? We spend $40,000 to put people in prison. We only spend $14,000 to educate youngsters. Something really wrong with that picture. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now in the DJD program is Suzanne Bell, who works with the folks at Calitrin. And as you know, I recommend Calitrin from my own experience. Having lost some weight, it's a very safe, healthy choice. You get your energy back. One of the other things that is part and parcel of this, Suzanne, is having better usage of your joints, or maybe not putting it quite that way, having protection for your joints, because we all know as we get a little older, things get a little worn. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen, and we're born with collagen and we lose it. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. You know, also it helps with sleep, acid reflux. So it has lots and lots of other benefits other than just your weight loss. But, you know, for weight loss, whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or 105 or 10 pounds, it works the same.
So let's go back to acid reflux if we can. What is there about the properties of collagen that help to treat arthritis or make, acid reflux? Well, I suppose maybe we'd ask the same question about arthritis. But the properties of it that aid, I guess I can understand the collagen and how it might apply to joints and the strength and health of your body. But how does it apply to acid reflux problems?
Well, it has the Calitrin has the aloe in it, and that's what helps with your acid reflux. You know, it has the aloe, and we do have, like I said, a lot of people that take it for the sleep, the acid reflux, the arthritis, the joint pain. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery, so it's perfectly safe for heart patients, diabetics, if you're on any kind of prescription meds. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
That's important because there are a lot of people who don't actually even know what they're taking. They have two or three different things that are going on in their body and that are reactions to things that they ought not to be taking together. So this, as a natural product, can interact negatively with anything.
It will not, no matter what you're taking. So that's the great thing. That's the number one thing about the Calitrin. You know, it's not your fast overnight. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days with Calitrin, but it's your healthy, safe way to get your weight off, to maintain it, and to keep it off.
Well, what you advise in the brochures that come when you order Calitrin, and by the way, the best way to do that is to go to toploss.com. If you mention the DJV, you get 10% off the bottles, and after you buy three, you get a fourth one free. So use that box, DJV, toploss.com. So what's in there beside the collagen that people want to know about that has all these extra added benefits?
There's really not anything, Doug. It's just the collagen. It's the aloe. It has glycerin so that our diabetics can take it. And it has vegetable preservatives. So that's why, you know, like I said, it's not your fast overnight, but it's your healthy way to get your weight off and maintain it.
Well, when you talk about the overnight, you go to bed the first hour and a half, your body goes through the rejuvenation repair process, if you will. And that's why you want to have the Calitrin before you go to bed, because it aids in the natural repair. And if I understand correctly, the collagen, which I've said this 100 times, I've said it once, it's great for, I think, men and women both. Women, as they age especially, need more muscle. It's good looking. It holds you together. And that pushes out the fat because the muscle is thicker, the fat's thinner, it's the first to burn off, right?
That's right, exactly. You know, muscle weighs twice as much as fat. So don't pay so much attention to your scales as you do how your clothes fit.
Or how you look. Or how you think
That's how you feel. That's right. And
yeah.
You want to look good. You want to feel good.
Right. Exactly. Why wouldn't you want to do that? So
really?
This is something that benefits you no matter what. Weight loss, overall wellness, that kind of thing. So let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. You can also call and talk to a counselor if you want to get more info on how this specifically works. Why not? 833-TOPLOSS is the number. That's 833-867-5677. But if you want to get right to it, get on the program, order it now at toploss.com. And take the 10% off using the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.